Welcome once again to our Theater of the Air. Our stars are James Mason and Pamela Colino in a radio version of the London Films production of Baroness Orczy's famous romance, The Scarlet Pimpernel. Paris, in the days of the French Revolution. Each day, the First Lady of the Republic, Madame Guillotine, claims a score or more of victims. Each day, from the prisons of Paris, the tumbrils carry another party of aristocrats to their death. But not all of their passengers reach Madame Guillotine. There is a force at work to save them, a mysterious Englishman and his small but resolute band of companions. The Englishman is known as the Scarlet Pimpernel and is a man of many disguises. He's a constant annoyance to the new government of France, and in particular to the first citizen of the new republic, Robespierre, and France's new ambassador in London, Citizen Chauvelin.
My dear Chauvelin, I'm very sorry I had to ask you to undertake the journey from London, but this matter of the Scarlet Pimpernel has become a national menace.
How can you expect me to detect him in a country that hates us like the devil and puts every obstacle in my way?
We expect you to overcome obstacles, like our generals in the field. They know that to lose a battle means the guillotine. Have you any plan?
Naturally. We may assume that the Scarlet Pimpernel and all his gang speak perfect French. They belong, therefore, to a class that has been brought up by French nurses and French tutors.
So far, not bad.
I have a list of all the likely names. I have them watched day and night. Sooner or later, I draw the net.
Among our prisoners is Comte de Tournay. He also gone to the guillotine today, together with his family, but kept him back. I felt he might be useful. He's waiting outside. All right, bring in de Tournay. Oh, the former Count de Tournay, former ambassador of the former King of France in London. Citizen Chauvelin, ambassador of the French Republic in London. De Tournay, I want to make you an offer. We offer you your life. All we ask in return is that you merely get in touch with your many English friends, and soon you'll be able to tell us who is the man known as the Scarlet Pimpernel.
You want me to be a spy?
Oh, you've been too long in politics not to be a realist. A little piece of information. We give you your life.
God gave me my life, and he will take it away as soon as it pleases him. But now my family has gone to the guillotine. My one wish is to follow them.
Would it alter your outlook to hear that your family is alive?
Don't trifle with me.
I send people to the guillotine for the future happiness of the human race. I do not allow torture.
Where are they? I saw them being dragged towards the tumbril.
On their way to the guillotine, the band of the Scarlet Pimpernel snatched them away.
Where are they?
Probably in England by this time.
Meantime, what of the Pimpernel? De Tournay's family, safe by daring and design, he has returned to London to resume perhaps his cleverest disguise. In London, the Pimpernel is known by his real name, Sir Percy Blakeney, a leader of fashion, a fop, and the husband of the famous court beauty, Marguerite St. Just. But at the moment, Sir Percy is still the Pimpernel, for he is meeting some of his companions in his London club.
The de Tournay family arrive at Dover today?
All except the father. We shall have to go back for him. He's going to be devilish awkward after what's happened.
Well, I'll go, and so will Hastings, if you'll let us.
We'll all go if it comes to that. But even so, we're only 20, and yesterday 30 people went to the guillotine.
Are you trying to suggest that there aren't enough of us?
Percy, there isn't a decent Englishman wouldn't be proud to join us. We could be 500, 1,000 within a week.
And within another week, every one of us would be a marked man and we shouldn't be able to rescue a single soul. More force is useless against people who are neither cowards nor fools. We must match courage with courage and cunning with even greater cunning if we're going to do anything at all. We're all willing to give our lives, but we must do more than that. We must mask our identities and suffer the humiliation of being taken for fops, fools, nitwits, and cowards.
But so many people die every day that could be saved.
Do you think I don't feel that? Do you think I like sitting there in the shadow of the knife while one head falls after another? People I know and love, innocent people, kindly people, herded like sheep, butchered like cattle, by men who make high-sounding principles an excuse for the most bestial cruelty.
High-sounding principles?
Well, think me if it isn't Colonel Ramsbottom. Well, how are you, Ramsbottom?
Winterbottom, sir.
Ramsbottom, what a ridiculous mistake.
Are you being offensive, sir?
Who, sir? Me, sir? No, sir. Stop me. I'm bubbling over with good humor this morning. Would you believe me? I've just written a masterpiece.
Who, sir? You, sir?
Me, sir?
No, sir.
Yes, sir. All about this mysterious Pimpernel fellow. How it ever came to me, heaven only knows, because it was the most busy moment of my day. I was tying my cravat. Ah, well, here it is. The Scarlet Pimpernel by Sir Percival Blakeney, Baronet.
What?
That's the title. They seek him here, they seek him there. Those Frenchies seek him everywhere. Is he in heaven? Is he in hell? That damned elusive Pimpernel.
Not bad.
Not bad. It's damn good. Oh. I write it out, Sinkme, and then you can all learn it, yes. Well, good day, gentlemen. Goodbye, Higginbottom.
Winterbottom, curse you.
Oh, I beg your pardon. Didn't I say Winterbottom?
Half-witted jackanapes. He doesn't belong to our vintage.
Back home. Sir Percy Blakeney finds his lovely wife, Marguerite St. Just, waiting for him. The artist, Romney, has just completed a portrait.
What do you think of it?
Clever, but there's something lacking.
What?
I don't know. There's a look in the eyes. He's lost it.
Perhaps I've lost it. Perhaps it was happiness.
Good gad, my dear. How could you be unhappy? I can't imagine.
Can't you, Percy? Can't you?
No, cursed if I can. Why, the most courted woman in town.
By whom?
By everybody.
Except you.
My dear, I'm your husband.
Months after we were married, we were still happy. And then came this estrangement, which heaven knows is none of my making.
Can you honestly say that?
Can you honestly deny that you've changed? So changed that I scarcely know you. You're never with me now. You're always away on some pretext or other. I'm always alone.
Then I have good news for you, my dear. Your brother's arriving from Paris.
Armand?
Yes.
When?
At any moment. And then you won't be alone, will you?
Dearest sister, you're unhappy. Why?
Armand, I have the satisfaction of knowing that the biggest fool in London has the most complete contempt for his wife.
Percy? How did it happen?
I don't know. I only know that when I married him, he was a man. He was my lover. I was glad to give up everything for him. And now... You mustn't leave me, Armand. I need you. I'm all alone.
I can't stay.
You're going back to France? But it's not safe.
For me? I'm no aristocrat.
For anyone under the Terror?
I have to look after the Blakeney estate in France.
Oh, Percy's so rich. What does it mean to him? He's not even interested in his English estates. Since the Terror, he wouldn't go over to France for all the treasure in the world. Why should you risk your life for his money?
Ah, I don't risk my life. Don't worry, darling. I'll see you before I leave. Now I must go and have a word with your husband. Percy, may I ask you something? What's happened to you and Marguerite?
Marriage, I suppose. Why?
You loved her once, I know.
Do you remember the first family to go to the guillotine? The St. Cyr's? They told me it was Marguerite who denounced them.
It was a lie.
I wish I could believe that.
Did you ask her?
I did, and she flashed back a yes as sharp as the knife of the guillotine. I watched that execution. The Marquis, his wife, his son. And it was my wife who'd put them there.
So that's why you ceased to love her. What a tragedy.
Ceased? I shall love her till I die. That's the tragedy.
And it's to make up for what she did to them that you risk your own life week after week to rescue the others.
Don't be so heroic, Armand. I got a smack in the eye and took refuge in sport. And what a sport. Gad, I think I shall have to give up fox hunting this winter.
Armand returned to France as arranged. And a week later, Chauvelin arrived in London. Making sure that Sir Percy was not at home, he paid a visit to Marguerite.
No, I will not. You tricked me once into giving you information about the Marquis de Saint-Cyr, and I shall never forgive myself.
I'm sick of this sentimental twaddle about the poor, persecuted aristocrats. Have you forgotten what they did to the defenseless peasantry for centuries? What this very Saint-Cyr did to you?
No, I have not, but I'm no spy.
That is your last word?
Absolutely.
I wonder. Oh, by the way, how is your brother Armand?
Very well, I hope.
I hope so, too. But yesterday he was arrested.
Arrested?
At Boulogne.
What for?
As a traitor to his country.
Traitor? You're lying, Chauvelin, trying to trick me again.
I have the proof of his guilt in my pocket. This scrap of paper will certainly send your brother to the guillotine, unless, of course, you care to redeem it. Bring me the name of the Pimpernel, and this is yours.
But even if I wanted to, I don't know it.
Find it!
How can I? If you can't with your army of spies?
Because you go everywhere and know everyone in his circle. That much I do know, and this also, that he will be among the guests tomorrow night at the Grenville Ball.
So will half the world. The thing's impossible.
To a clever woman whose brother's life is at stake, nothing's impossible. Well?
No, Chauvelin, I won't.
Very well, madame.
Chauvelin.
Madame?
Do you swear to give me that paper?
The moment I catch the Scarlet Pimpernel.
Jones, that name again. I've heard nothing else all day. At the club, at the fight, and now here. I protest the fellow's a public nuisance. I beg your pardon, my dear. Do I intrude?
Oh, no, no. This is an old acquaintance. Monsieur Chauvelin, the French ambassador. My husband.
Charmed, delighted, enchanted. Devilish clever race, the French. How they speak that unspeakable language of theirs defeats me.
You flatter us, Sir Percy.
No, no. You have the cleverest heads in the world. The only trouble is you go all to pieces round the neck.
Round the neck?
Yes. Say me, look at that cravat of yours. What a mess. Now, if you'd really like to know how to tie a cravat, I'll tell you. But it isn't easy, mind you. It takes all my brains.
Good day, Lady Blakeney.
Oh, no, no, no. Don't go. You and my wife must have so much to say to each other.
We have. But then I promised myself a tete-a-tete with Lady Blakeney at Lord Grenville's ball tomorrow night.
Good. Tomorrow night, then. But before you go, you must hear my verse about that cursed Pimpernel fellow. You'd love it. Listen. They seek him here. They seek him there. Those Frenchies seek him everywhere. Is he in heaven? Is he in hell? That damned elusive Pimpernel.
Delightful.
What?
Especially that line, those Frenchies seek him everywhere.
Yes, I like that too, because you see, I hear that they do, and that gives the line a sort of something that sort of gives it a something. If I make myself clear.
Clear as crystal. Good day, my dear Sir Percy.
Bonjour, monsieur, as the French say. What? Bonjour.
Percy, do you think that Lord Hastings might be the Scarlet Pimpernel?
Never. He couldn't even hit a ball at Eton. Why? What's your interest in the Scarlet Pimpernel?
No more than any other woman's. We'd all like to know who he is.
So would your friend Chauvelin, I'll wager.
What makes you say that?
Isn't that what he's here for? Did he tell you?
Why should he?
Why not? Mind you, the man's clever, but a fellow who can't even tie his own cravat isn't likely to put a noose round the Pimpernel's neck, is he?
Really, Percy, can you never rise above trivialities?
Can't rise above anything in more than three syllables, my dear. Never could.
With James Mason in the title role, we continue the story of The Scarlet Pimpernel. The following evening, at Lord Grenville's ball, Marguerite is forced by Chauvelin to help him as a spy, and identifies Hastings as one of the companions of the Scarlet Pimpernel. And the next morning, Marguerite talks to her husband.
Percy, I must talk to you.
Well, my dear?
It's about Armand. He's in the most terrible danger. They've arrested him in Boulogne.
How do you know?
Chauvelin told me.
When?
Yesterday.
Why didn't you tell me when I asked you?
Oh, I don't know. He threatened me.
Why are you telling me now?
Because I thought you might do something for Armand. You have influence at court.
Didn't you ask your friend Chauvelin for help?
He promised me that, but I don't trust him.
He promised you the life of your brother. What did you give him in exchange?
What's happened to you, Percy? Why do you hate me?
Why did you denounce the Marquis de Saint-Cyr?
So that's it. Why did you never ask me what the Marquis de Saint-Cyr did to me?
You didn't even know him.
No, I didn't even know him. But I knew his son. I was only 17 when he asked me to marry him. His father heard about it and had me arrested and sent to Saint-Lazare. Do you know what Saint-Lazare is? Do you know the sort of woman that is sent there? I would have killed myself only...
Only what?
The revolution came. The ever glorious 14th of July, and I was free.
Why this tardy explanation? I asked you once if you sent the Saint-Cyr to the guillotine. You said yes.
You believed so easily, didn't you? And yet I still ask myself, am I really guilty of their death?
If not you, who is?
Marquis plotted with Austria. I told a friend, a man whom I thought a friend. He denounced him. The terror did the rest.
Who was that friend? Was it Chauvelin? He promised you your brother's life. What price did you pay for it? What price did you pay for it?
I paid a horrible price.
Well?
I tried to betray the Scarlet Pimpernel.
How?
I tried to help Chauvelin through acting as a spy. And through my betrayal, a noble and generous man may lose his life. Oh, what am I to do, Percy? How can I warn the Scarlet Pimpernel?
Warn him? Against what?
Against the danger that threatens him if he goes back to France.
My dear, if he's the kind of lunatic I take him to be, your warning won't stop him.
But he might be going to his death.
Well, that's all the fellow lives for. Besides, he doesn't know that you're in love with him.
I'm not in love with him. I admire his heroism, but I don't love him.
Oh, but you do. Only you don't know it. I didn't know it myself until a moment ago.
Oh, Percy, please don't joke about it.
It's no joke, believe me. Dangerous game, falling in love with a phantom, my dear. For all you know, he may be a married man who's deeply in love with his wife.
Never.
Why not?
Would any man who's in love with his wife leave her continually to face death? Would you?
Me? Oh, zounds. I'm much more romantic than you think. In a case like that, I wouldn't leave you. Not even to go to my tailor's.
Where are you going now? Are you going away?
Yes, didn't I tell you? Important business in town.
Your tailor's, I suppose.
Not only my tailor's, my bootmaker's. Goodbye, my dear.
Milady, a letter to be delivered into your ladyship's hands.
From Sir Percy?
No, madam. From His Excellency the French Ambassador.
My lady, thanks to your help, I have at last discovered the identity of the Scarlet Pimpernel. I hope to catch him tomorrow, and true to my word, I present you with the note which would have sent your brother to the guillotine. You have saved him, Chauvelin. Where is Monsieur Chauvelin?
He left this morning for France, madam.
All right, thank you. Meadows, the carriage!
Why, Lady Blakeney, what brings you here at such a late hour?
Oh, Lord Hastings, I came to you because I think you're the only person who can help me. I dare not tell you the whole story, but through my foolishness, I believe I have betrayed the Scarlet Pimpernel. I think you know who the Pimpernel is. I believe you work with him and for him. You must tell him that he must not return to France, as Monsieur Chauvelin is aware of his identity.
Lady Blakeney, you do not know the identity of the Pimpernel?
I do not.
Then heaven help me, I must break my vow. It is your husband.
Percy? But he's gone
to... He's gone to France, Lady Blakeney.
Where is he?
Why, do you want to...
Oh, look at me, man. Do I look like a woman who wants to send her husband to his death? I want to find Percy to warn him, to save him, or to die with him.
I'll go with you.
Can you bring your friends?
10 of them. The rest of them are in France. Percy has forbidden us to go over. It will be the first time we've ever disobeyed him.
I'll save Percy, even if I have to kill Chauvelin. And if he goes to the guillotine, I'll go after him.
Meanwhile, at Boulogne, with Armand St. Just a prisoner at the local jail, Monsieur Chauvelin is waiting for his victim.
So much for the bait, now for the trap. The net has to be spread with more than cunning. Blakeney's no fool. Besides, he's a master of makeup and disguise. He may turn up as an old woman, a peddler with a pack, a peasant with a beard, anything.
Citizen Chauvelin!
How dare you burst in like this? Who are you?
Jailer from the prison.
What do you want?
Citizen Chauvelin, Saint-Just! He's escaped.
escaped?
It was no fault of mine, citizen. The head jailer and the others would have killed me if I hadn't taken the money to free that accursed aristocrat.
What?
The Pimpernel's taken them to England. He promised us all jobs there. But I'm a good patriot, Citizen Chauvelin, and I'm not losing my head because I've got some information that will save yours. What's it worth?
What do you know?
Where you can find the Scarlet Pimpernel.
Out with it!
Oh, my throat!
Where?
He told me to meet him at 10 o'clock at the Lion d'Or.
10 o'clock at the Lion d'Or? We'll have every road watched and a company of soldiers to surround the place. This time we'll catch him. It's our last chance.
Good evening. Is this the Lion d'Or?
What do you want here? This is no place for one of your sort.
I'm the sort that pays well, Citizen Brogard.
For what?
For a seat by the fire.
Oh, all right.
I'll wait here for a friend of mine. And yours.
What do I know of your friends?
You must be expecting him. What time? What time?
10 o'clock.
What's that? Listen.
Oh. Oh,
where can I hide?
Quick, to the attic.
Halt!
Citizen Brogard?
Yes?
Under arrest.
What for?
Betraying the Republic, helping the enemies of France, harboring a gang of dangerous criminals, smuggling aristocrats out of the country.
That's a lie.
You've got one chance. Take it or I'll hang you now from your own sign. The leader of your gang is coming here tonight, isn't he? Isn't he?
Yes.
What time?
He ordered his boat to be off the point at 10 o'clock.
Ah, but he'll call here for his passengers first, won't he?
He might.
Might? You look pretty swinging in the wind. How does he know it's safe? Take him away, Sergeant. I'm going upstairs to search the place.
Yes, come along, you.
Lady Blakeney. This is an unexpected pleasure.
Chauvelin.
We are expecting your husband quite soon. In what disguise will he arrive when the time comes, I wonder? Now, my sergeant shall have the privilege of watching over the Republic's most charming prisoner for the rest of the evening. Sergeant?
Good evening, Monsieur Chauvelin. How nice of you to wait up for me.
You walked in here quite freely, but you won't walk out a free man.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. A prophet now, Monsieur Chauvelin.
The time for laughing is past, Sir Percy. I've sought you for a year. Your energy, your ingenuity, your audacity have been quite admirable. But now the game is up.
Because all the trumps are in your hand, eh?
Precisely. This house is surrounded by my soldiers. I've only to raise my voice.
Yes, yes, I see your point. I see your point. But suppose I could reach a door. The night is black. The sea is mine. I make a dash.
You may go, because I know you'll come back of your own free will.
You overestimate the charm of your society.
I told you once the time for jesting was over. I have all the trumps in my hand. In that room upstairs, there's a woman under arrest who has forfeited her life by aiding the enemies of the Republic.
What woman?
Your wife. Is the game up, Sir Percy? Is this the last adventure?
I give up, Chauvelin. What next?
There's a firing squad outside.
And my wife?
The Revolutionary Tribunal.
That means death.
It would have meant my death if I had not caught you. Don't be alarmed, Sir Percy. I don't want your wife's life. She is free the moment you die.
I offer you a pact. If you'll promise to say nothing to her, if you'll send her onto my ship immediately, I'll walk up in front of your firing squad.
I accept. Sergeant, bring the lady down.
Percy.
My dear.
I wanted to give my life to save you. Oh, forgive me, Percy.
My dear, it's nothing. I'm in no danger.
Oh, Percy, I want to die with you.
Marguerite! Don't move, Chauvelin. She's fainted. Our parting would be too cruel, even for you. Just take her out while she's still unconscious. My boat should be at the point by now. Goodbye, my sweet. It's good to know that you love me.
Sergeant, send this lady to the English ship around the point. If anybody attempts to land, shoot.
Yes, citizen.
Do you like poetry, Monsieur Chauvelin?
That dimmed, elusive Pimpernel?
No. I mean poetry. This other Eden, this demi-paradise, this fortress built by nature for herself against infection and the hand of war. This happy breed of men, this little world, this precious stone set in the silver sea, this blessed plot, this earth, this realm, this England. Oh, dammy, I forget the rest.
Halt!
Zounds. Now it appears I shan't have time to remember.
Sir?
Sergeant, you have your orders. Proceed.
Goodbye, Monsieur Chauvelin.
Hold up!
Ready?
Ready!
Fire! I'm so sorry, Monsieur Chauvelin. I had to come back for my hat. It's such a cursed good hat, you know. Now, don't look at me like that. Sink me if you don't think I'm my own ghost.
Sergeant!
I'm afraid it'll be an hour or so before the poor sergeant will be able to resume his duties. I regret that I had to strike him rather violently.
Soldiers, seize him!
Always so impulsive, my dear Chauvelin. This is my firing squad. Their disguise was rather effective, don't you think? Allow me to introduce you. This is Lord Hastings, Monsieur Chauvelin.
No! Let go!
To bind him, truss him up. I'm afraid we shall have to leave you, Mr. Chauvelin. I hope you won't have to wait long. It's so very cold.
Everything's ready, sir. Marguerite and Armand are in the boat. What are your instructions?
We're going home, Hastings. Home to England.
You have been listening to James Mason as Sir Percy Blakeney and Pamela Colino as Marguerite in the radio adaptation of the London Films production The Scarlet Pimpernel by Baroness Orczy. Until the next time we meet, when we shall be presenting another radio version of a British film or play. Goodbye. Thank you.